Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEEI AM, Boston. From the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show with Bill O'Brien, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll get you caught up on everything BC football. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, proud sponsor of Boston College Athletics. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter Perrell.
Welcome to the Stockyard. Beautiful Thursday night. They all feel beautiful after monumental victories. I'll tell you what, Coach O'Brien, the veal chops, the pork chops, whatever you order tonight, the chicken wings, they're all going to taste so much better after beating Florida State 28-13. How are you, Bill?
No, we're good. We're good, and I appreciate that. But that was probably appropriate for Tuesday because we have moved on to Duquesne. But,
see, that's a typical coach right there. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to interject here.
Of course.
Go ahead. I was at practice today, so you can vouch for it.
But one of your kids made a comment yesterday about Duquesne and the caliber of the opponent coming off of Florida State, and he responded by saying, "We play a nameless opponent." And I said, "That's Bill O'Brien right there, man. Nameless opponent.
Faceless opponent. Trayshawn Ward said that.
I think we have to – I think the big thing for us is we have to control what we can control.
Right.
And we can't control what everybody thinks and what everybody perceives this team to be. We have to really take care of – like, I'll give you for instance. When these guys got off the plane on Tuesday because we had to stay overnight, you know, the whole team went straight to class.
Wow.
Yeah. So they got done. We got back to the hotel at 1 a.m. And we got back. We flew out of there at what, like 10 a.m. Got back at 1 p.m. They went to their afternoon classes.
Oof.
Guys like Ozzie Trapillo and Drew Kendall, they had to move. They had to change rooms or whatever they had to do. They moved. So these kids, like, my point in saying that is, they took care of what they had to take care of on Tuesday when they got back.
Right.
Wednesday we practice.
Yep.
We practice this morning. Like, it's all about Duquesne. It really is. And but obviously with you guys, I'll review the game and for the great people that are here tonight. But for our players, like, it's moving. We have to turn the page.
But to dovetail off of that whole idea, you couldn't have Castellanos doing the post-game interview. Talk about marketing. I don't know where it came from. His response was about celebrating. He says, "No, I go to BC. I go to class tomorrow." And if I am a recruit's parent and I'm watching that, and I'm going to say, turn to my son and say, "Call that coach back."
Yeah.
Because it seems like your priorities are in order, and that certainly validates it.
The one thing about Boston College and, you know, Father Leahy, Father Jack, Father Tony, they talk about this a lot. We're going to get the most out of you. And these guys can be more than just football players. They can be really good football players, but they can be good students. They can give back to the community. There's a lot that they can do, and I think that's what BC's all about. And if everybody buys into that, then you take a lot of pride, when you go out on the field representing Boston College. It means a lot to play for BC, and that's what we're trying to create.
It was a perfect formula to beat Florida State. We watched it.
Yeah.
Against Georgia Tech in Dublin, you guys followed a similar script. Yeah. Control the line of scrimmage, dominate up front, physicality, you talked about that a lot. Make sure you're okay in space, which
yeah.
you were.
Yeah.
Get them in space, which you did. Everyone talked about the wheel routes on Tuesday. Seems to me like you checked every box, Bill.
Yeah, in that game, we did. I mean, these kids, they worked very hard. I mean, they worked for literally 7 months. To prepare for that game in a lot of different ways, whether it was winter conditioning, spring practice, summer conditioning. summer practice and then training camp, it was all focused on that game, and they did a good job. They understood what we had to do to win the game. The essentials were accomplished. We took care of the ball on offense. We were able to take the ball away on defense with Max Tucker, Catholic Memorial, by the way, Boston guy.
Yep.
And almost had a pick six. We converted that into a touchdown. We had one penalty, which was kind of a chintzy call on a punt return. So we had zero penalties on offense, which was huge. And I think that's going to be our formula for winning. We've got to play really disciplined football. We ran for 263 yards. So, you know, that has to be – that's BC football this year. You know, and we have right. to do a good job of that.
Well, how about throwing the ball three times in the second half? I mean, that stat was buried in all the other good news, and I kind of came across it today. I went, wow, three passes.
Yeah.
And that was the point, I think, throwing the ball going into this game was going to be if BC can throw the ball because they want to rather than they have to, it's going to bode well, and it showed up in the numbers.
Yeah, I think the thing, too, like in the stat that you just said, you know, we got the ball back with 6 minutes left to go in the game, and they never saw the ball again. So that's called 4-minute offense, and we were able to close the game out. Robichaud, the offensive line, Tommy getting us into the right play. You know, guys like Reed Harris, Lewis Bond blocking force, Kamari Morales, Jeremiah Franklin blocking the edge of the defense. Like, there was a lot of guys that played well that won't show up on a stat sheet, but the important stat was we were able to control the football at the end and not give the ball back to their offense, which is, you know, that's a really good way to end the game.
You played a lot of different guys, too, up front, right? You ushered in offensive linemen. You had Logan Taylor out.
Yeah.
Dwayne Alec played.
Yep.
Kevin Klein played a little bit. Seems like these guys got some run. That's a veteran group. That's one thing people don't talk about with your club.
Yeah.
A lot of guys have played a lot of football.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, Dwayne Alec is a great example of a guy that, you know, is an upperclassman who is a very tough guy, really good student, went to DeMatha, just a great guy. Like, got some votes for captain, you know, unsung hero type of guy, had a great offseason, very powerful guy, very strong guy, worked very hard in the weight room. And when Logan had his injury, Dwayne Alec, he could play guard, Dwayne Alec could play center. So he's a multiple versatile guy that really is a key part of what we're doing. And he's really a BC guy. Really, I was really happy for that type of guy to be able to play in the game.
No, I don't know if you did it or not, but I would assume you would going into this game. What Florida State had been positioned as in terms of their front seven, one of the best in the country preseason. It's like a job interview for these guys. They're going to play at the next level. They're going to play against the best in the country. They acquitted themselves quite well.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Jude Bowery and Ozzie Trapillo blocking all of them. You know, yeah. all of them. Jack Conley, Drew Kendall, Dwayne Alec, Kevin Klein got in there a little bit. All those guys having to block who they had to block and performing at a high level. It just confirms what I know is that these guys are really good players that we have at BC. Now, the trick is for these guys, they got to do it again. You know, they got to do it again. We can't just, you know, hey, it's one game, it's a 12-game season. Like,
we don't.
We have to be able to sustain. So, sustainability. You talked about it last week.
Yes.
I think you said Boston College teams in the past have not always been able to sustain. We did in the game. We sustained in the game. Can we sustain in week two?
You're talking.
Well, we've got a history of it.
Yeah.
And I've been around the program many, many moons, and it just seems to be an Achilles heel where we'll elevate against the perceived better opponent and give them a hell of a game, maybe beat them, and then a couple weeks down the road kind of take somebody lightly and get beat.
And my answer to that was, and I would say that I said that to the team this week, who in the world are we to take anybody lightly?
Good point.
No.
Good point.
We are not.
At the end of the year,
we need to grind. We are grinders. We need to grind it out every single day, grind it out in the classroom, grind it out in the weight room, on the practice field, in the meeting room, and you know, good things will happen. These kids have adopted this mantra of, like, you know, so far, playing one play at a time. Don't worry about the scoreboard. Don't worry about the opponent, like you kind of said before. just play. Okay, what's the call? Mike, this is the call. This is my job on this call. I'm going to do this job to the best of my ability. Oh, I made a mistake. I didn't do my job. Okay, next play. Give me the next play. I'm going to do it better the next play. And play the next play. That's a huge thing in my 32-year career that I've really learned. Like, if you dwell, like, I've coached the best of the best. I've been very, very fortunate. So if you had Tom Brady sitting there right now, he would tell you, I threw that interception. I'm mad at myself for about a minute, and then I'm moving on to figure out why I threw the interception. Never do it again. Bill Belichick said that at Tom Brady's Hall of Fame deal. Tom Brady didn't make a lot of plays that hurt the team, right? He was a very consistent player and didn't make a lot of bad mistakes. That's what we have to strive for. We've got to strive for doing what's right for the team and making good plays.
Upon further review, you watched the film. Was there any area that you said, man, we got to get better at?
Look, I think that when you look at our special teams, I actually think we can be, you know, better on special teams. We got great coaching over there with Matt Turn and Crime Dog McGriff. They do a great job over there coaching those units. But we have to make better decisions in the return game, you know, when to let a ball go, when to make a Peter call, when to catch it. We have to do a better job. Like, we've got a great, what I call, plus 50 punter in Sam Candotti. We got to down the punt on the 1 yard line. You know, yep. make an offense drive the ball 99 yards against our defense. It's going to be hard to do. And so, you know, those are things I think we can get better at. I think the passing game has to improve. You know, we had a chance to hit Reed Harris on a deep shot. He's got to come, and he's a really good player. He's got to come rolling out of the break, and Tommy's got to put it on him. Like, that should have been a huge play. It wasn't. It was a long foul ball. So, you know, defensively, I tell you, we played pretty good. I mean, I think we did a good job, but, you know, there are still things we can, you know, have better gap control in a run game and, you know, get more three and outs and things like that. So there's a lot to improve upon, no doubt.
He's Bill O'Brien. He's Pete Cronin. I'm John Mita Perrell. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton. Great to have you with us after a big BC win. We'll dive into what's up next on the docket with Duquesne coming to town. This is the BC Football Show brought to you by our friends from Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Eagles fans. Come and enjoy one of Metro West's hidden gems at Shining Rock Golf Club. Shining Rock is one of the premier public golf courses in New England. And now open our new 9-hole par 3 course, the Acorn. At only 867 yards, the Acorn provides a great opportunity to work on chipping and putting. Book your tee time by calling 508-234-0400 or visit their website at shiningrock.com. Go Eagles!
Hey there, football fans. Whether you're cheering for the home team or visiting from out of town, Hilton Garden Inn offers you the perfect choice of comfort and convenience, spacious rooms, modern amenities, and a location that's just a short drive from Boston College. And don't forget to grab a delicious breakfast at our on-site restaurant, Punch Bowl, before you head to the stadium. Visit bostonbrooklime.hgi.com to book your stay today and get ready to elevate your game day. It's more than a hotel. It's your touchdown for an unforgettable Boston College football weekend.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
It's always the nights that end too quickly that leave memories that last a lifetime. Whether it's sharing a toast after work to celebrate being one day closer to the weekend, or hitting your lucky Keno numbers and celebrating with a dance you should be embarrassed to do in public. The games from the Mass State Lottery are the ideal complement to that unforgettable night. So let's celebrate the nights that connect us, because the ones we spend together are the ones we win together. The Mass State Lottery. Celebrate the night.
Life is full of choices.
how to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter-Perez.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And
that's a great point.
One footnote to that is practicing outside. You got a beautiful facility, the fish facility, fantastic.
Yep.
But, you know, you don't play in it. If it's hot outside or cold outside or raining or windy, you know, you're conditioning your team to practice and play in that type of environment.
I think the best thing, too, about the fish is if you got to go in there, you open up the garage doors and you get, you know, so you're going to get the heat if it's hot out. So our facility, I mean, if there's any recruits listening to this right now, our facility is one of the best I've ever been around. And, you know, if you think of the places I've been in some pretty good places. Our facility is awesome. And, you know, obviously we thank all the people, John Fish, everybody that contributed to our facility. But, you know, I think our practice field could improve a little bit, but our facility overall is very good.
Demoralizing is a good word because that's exactly what Florida State dealt with, that 13 minutes of keep away by BC in the first quarter. Did you get a sense after that quarter, like, all right, and you never relax probably, but you feel like, we might be in control of this game.
Yeah, look, I knew that you know, our offensive line was ready to go. I have a lot of confidence on our offensive line, and I knew that those guys, you know, that they could run block. I was concerned about the pass blocking a little bit because I knew Florida State had some very good athletes. But if we could control the line of scrimmage, what I was most, I wouldn't say surprised, but most happy with was the performance of our defense.
Yeah.
We gave up 21 yards rushing, did a great job of pressuring the quarterback, which you had asked me about 50 times during the offseason. Every time I saw you, you're going to be able to get pressure on a quarterback? I'm like, Meter, you're like a broken record.
He's been dealing with it for how many years?
A lot. He's been dealing with it a long
Josh
time.
Josh has been dealing with it long for time. 30 years.
But guys like me, we fixate on numbers.
It's like redundant. It's called redundancy.
It's redundancy, yes.
No, but anyways, in all seriousness, you know, those guys did get good pressure on the quarterback.
They did.
The DBs, the key to pressure is the coverage, right? The coverage and the rush have to work together.
Right.
Because if the guy can get rid of it quick, then the pressure is, you know, it's non-existent. But – you know, we were able to do that. I just thought the performance of the defense, which a lot of people have been talking about the offense, and rightfully so, but the defense, man, they came up big. Held them in the red zone to field goals.
Oh,
and,
that's great.
You know, a couple times the offense put them in tough spots, and, you know, it was a really good job by the defense.
You identified one of your major concerns is playing in space with these guys, and that basically break that down. It's one-on-one. You got a receiver. You got a defender. They're in space. Make the defender miss somehow, and it's off to the races. And we were blown away by how it was it was all tap-tap. Ball's there, tackle. Ball's there, tackle.
Yeah.
And then another half, I think he had five or six knockdowns, which is, you know, talk about frustrating an offense.
Yeah, I think that that's something we worked very hard on because every week we're going to see that, right? We're going to see a lot of space plays from Duquesne. We're going to see a lot of space plays every week. You're going to see bubbles. You're going to see slip screens. You're going to see what we call streets and straights with the flashers out to the flat and things like that. And they create advantages. And what has to happen is a guy like Carter Davis has to come up and make that tackle. And he set the tone early on. He made a great play early on. And then KP Price made some tackles. And obviously Max and Amari did some good things. That has to continue. We've got to be able to in the secondary, you know, the linebackers played a good game, Cam and Bam and those guys and Riz and Owen when they got in the game. But, like, it was really a DB game and a defensive line game. And the DBs came up big.
Coverage was impressive.
Yeah. That's got to continue.
Carter Davis, 9 tackles, yeah. Career high. Yeah. He was all over the place. Yeah. He's Cronin. I'm Ita Parel. Bill O'Brien. BC beats Florida State. We'll dive into Duquesne. That's the home opener on Saturday at 3:30. This is the BC Football Show, brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024. Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Beer. St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles!
A new era of BC football is here, led by first-year head coach Bill O'Brien. Catch the action this fall with tickets starting as low as $10 for select games. Group tickets are also available, providing exclusive experiences, including on-field access for your youth team or organization. Don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement on the Heights. Secure your seats to see Bill O'Brien and the Eagles by visiting bceagles.com. Check out Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control. They have high-performance RC cars and trucks for the whole family. Traxxas is the leader in hobby-class radio control fun. They even have waterproof electronics to keep the fun going year-round. Learn more about Traxxas at TRAXXAS.com and use their store locator to find a Traxxas dealer near you. Traxxas, the fastest name in radio control.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Since 1970, the campus school at Boston College has been educating students ages 3 to 22 with extensive support needs, including complex medical challenges. Located on the BC main campus, our dedicated team of teachers, therapists, nurses, and volunteers work together to realize the potential of each student. You can help make a difference. Join us on Saturday, October 5th at 9 a.m. for the campus school 5K run and roll. Your support directly funds the technology, equipment, and materials our students deserve. Learn more at bc.edu/campus school.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Parrell.
All right, don't forget to join the BC Gridiron Club and support Eagles football. Benefits include home game tailgates, away game bashes, and unprecedented team and program access. You can sign up today at bcfootballgridiron.com. And they're right in front of us, Paul Criscione, the mayor, John Merlesina. Great group of people always at BC Games. Tailgate, they call it the million-dollar tailgate.
These guys are the best. They're at practice. They're like the assistant head coach and the associate head coach.
They want to call a play.
Yeah, they should. They're at practice every
couple of tackling dummies, says Criscione.
You know, hey, this is how you can improve this drill. This is how you can run this play better.
He's got everything written down. Yeah. His institutional knowledge, awesome. We call it.
I mean, people at BC are passionate and the best. I really enjoyed, you know, I knew a lot of BC people, obviously, before I took the job. But, you know, obviously, being here now, I think I can talk for everybody at football that we enjoy the BC crowd. It's an awesome bunch of people, no doubt about it.
Yes, well-deserved. Well-deserved round of applause.
Looking at kind of your entrance here, one thing that is overlooked and it shouldn't be is that you're from the area. You grew up around the game, around BC. You've seen the highs, the lows. There's no cultural learning curve here. You know what you're in for. Yeah. You know, and a lot of coaches typically aren't. They're like, geez, Mr. Wizard, I want to go home. You know, one of those jobs.
But no, I love the job. I have a lot of great memories of BC football. I mean, I'm 54, so when I was growing up, and, you know, when I was 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, those were the glory years, right? And, I mean, I went to St. John's Prep with Mike Bardwell. Mark Bardwell was one of Flutie's guards. So, like, I go back to, you know, and then my best friend from the prep, Mike Panos, recruited by Jack McNeil and played for Tom Coughlin, recruited by Barry Gallup. And we used to come down and visit him a lot. And, you know, so I know a lot of the guys, right? I got texts from Stephen Boyd, from Tom McManus. Those are the guys that are my contemporaries. We're the same age. You know, I was playing at Brown. These guys were playing big-time football at BC. So we would drive up. You know, when our season ended, I was at West Virginia game. I've been at Syracuse. You know, I've always loved BC. And, today really was a kind of a cool day. I don't know if you know. You were at practice. And, you know, after practice, we walked up, and the Mass of the Holy Spirit was today on campus. The whole team went. And that was really a nice Mass. You know, it was outside the O'Neill Library. And, BC's a great place. BC's a very special place, and I really enjoy the job.
And as evidenced, I think, you're watching what's happening in college football. My best example, people talk about the money being spent. The TV broadcasters on Saturday couldn't say enough about how much money Miami had spent. But I argue Florida probably spent just as much.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a good call.
These are two teams that were polar opposites, and it speaks to the things that you've touched on, the cultural differences at Boston College, where you're selling intangibles.
Right, yeah, the things that are important in life, which, look, everybody understands it's important to make money at some point in your life. Like, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, you know, where you go to college, what your college experience is, and what that university does for you relative to your life. Like, that's a big thing in your life. That's why that decision in your young life is such an important decision relative to where you are, you know, at an early age. And so I think there are so many things. And Nick Saban said it best on Saturday on the game day. He said, you better, if you're paying all that money, you better make sure you're paying the right, you know what?
Right guys,
because...
I was going to say, we don't have the beep for you, Bill.
No beep. FCC, FAA, what do they call it?
FCC. We could have used the FAA the other day.
That's a story for another day.
Right to the punch. Gotta love it.
Well trained.
Yes, absolutely.
Did you ever do a touch and go on a 727? We did.
Yeah, it was wild.
Stopped on a dime, though, didn't we?
JetBlue.
Yep.
Don't they fly the Red Sox?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they felt like it was like a normal commercial flight, felt like to me. Like, I was like, this is the BC football team. I know we're not the Red Sox. But
I know. Yeah, kind of the little red carpet. Give me something.
Well, the pilot, after the
touch
and go.
I don't need a red carpet. Just, can we have a nice...
landing would be good.
After the touch and go, the three circles of the airfield to figure out where it was like an indicator.
We got a tour of the Burlington Mall.
It was perfect. Yeah, a lot of parking down there.
I've had a lot of great plane experiences, though. Like, when I was at Penn State, I had to go on a recruiting trip, and it was the very first time. Oh, we got a private plane for you. I was like, okay. So, drive out to this, you know, farm field out in outskirts of State College, Pennsylvania. Yeah. And the two pilots were great guys, former Navy pilots, awesome guys. And they literally put on goggles. They went out and they took the propellers and they started the propellers like by hand. We went up like I was like sideways on the the thing was going up and it went backwards for a second and then it went back up. God. I was like, oh my God. I think I'll be all right flying commercially from now on to my Penn State recruiting.
Pete always said we want Navy pilots. We want guys. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know the difference between a Navy pilot and an Air Force pilot?
What?
Landing. When you go like that, he's Navy. He's hitting the spot. When you go like this, he's Air Force. He's got plenty of runway.
Look, I don't want to get into – I have much respect for all of those guys.
They all land.
I like the smooth landings.
We hope they do.
Air Force.
Yeah.
Gotta
hope they do.
Guy. Nice and smooth.
All right. We're landing into a game with Duquesne. See what I did there? Saturday at 3:30. And good on you for publicizing all week. We need fans there. We need them early. We need them loud. Got to keep that going.
I think the big thing, too, Meter, I've been thinking a lot about that because I knew you would ask me this, and I appreciate the question – you know, there's only a certain amount of opportunities for these kids to play a home game. Now, like I've said this every time, and I really believe this. We've got to play good. Yep. You know, we understand that. We've got to put a good product on the field. And our kids, you know, we talk about that. You know, you guys want people in the stands. You got to play well, you know. Yep. And I think if we do that, then I really want a lot of people at these games.
Oh.
You know, back in the day, I was reading an article, and you were here, you know, when Matt Ryan was here, and he was another guy that sent me a nice text. You know, when he was here, you know, the place was sold out, right? It was standing room only, and you
no
know,
question.
We got to get back to that. Well, the reason why it was that way was because they had good teams,
right.
and they were competitive teams, and so the games meant something. And so I think we've got to that, – that's a big thing. But I think that when you saw the students and how they reacted on campus the other night, you know, let's have a good crowd for Duquesne. That'll be awesome.
And you're kind of in a unique position because the local baseball team is not doing well, which means you get an opportunity to kind of capture the imagination. And football, who knows? It's kind of a wild card at this point. But it's a chance to pick up a lot of people who might not be interested if BC wasn't very good. And capture the imagination, and that'll get the momentum going too.
Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, I think you know, when I first started coaching and became a head coach and all that, I didn't really understand. You know, I did to a certain degree, but you know how important the fans are, and how the fans really affect the game, especially the home crowd. And I think that if we can again play well. That people will turn out to watch us play and give us a real good home field advantage. That'd be awesome for us.
Well, people ask me about what I miss about playing in the NFL.
Yeah.
Of course, the paychecks, but the crowd noise.
Yeah, especially at that place.
But the crowd noise was just
remember the stands were
tremendous.
There and all
that. Just what a spot to be in.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's still huge in D.C.
Oh, I can't walk
around D.C. with Gronk.
Yes, but all those guys that played for Joe Gibbs and those teams were awesome, man.
Oh yeah. No, you walk around and they say, "Didn't you used to be what? Who's your Joe Bostic or Jeff Bostic?"
Yeah, Jeff Bostic. No, that used to be. I'm kind of built like him now.
I got you are
kind of boxy.
He is.
I think you guys should have a podcast.
Oh well, we do one every Saturday,
basically.
it's just a game around a podcast.
See, I always said, see, we practice really hard, right, in Washington.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, there were a bunch of Pro Bowlers in that offensive line.
Yeah,
center,
yeah.
Grimm was a Pro Bowler. Jacoby.
Jacoby. Who was the guard?
Was Grimm, and then in Bostic.
Bostic,
so,
yeah.
I practiced against them every day. I told them, I made you Pro Bowlers. Well, they didn't buy it, obviously, but –
Joe Bugle was the offensive line coach. Oh,
yeah.
And on what was it, Fridays, you guys would go over to that shed and have a few cocktails?
Well, there are
practice.
Stories about that. That was actually Saturday.
Saturday? The game was Sunday, Pete.
Well, I'm letting the cat out of the bag, aren't I?
I remember Russ Grimm.
They were light beer for Miller.
So Russ Grimm at a combine, Russ Grimm and Mark Whipple are very good friends, so I'm friends with Mark Whipple. So I'm coach for the Patriots. Hey, come out and have a beer with me and Russ Grimm. So we go out. The beer looked like a teacup in Russ Grimm's hand. It was like, boom. And it went down in a half a second.
Yeah, well.
And then he started telling stories about how you guys would go to the equipment
five
shed.
5 o'clock club.
Right after 5 o'clock club, right after the practice.
I think John Riggins was the bartender.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Riggins.
That was his awesome. Club. And you had to be on offense, in particular offensive line. Anyone offense is welcome. I was an invited guest.
You
never a full-blown member.
Yeah, but you were invited to.
Just an invited guest.
I'm sure they love to have it. He's a one-man party, Coach. All right, I promise we'll get into the keys to the game coming up against FCS Duquesne after this timeout. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton, brought to you by Bud Light.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy. A cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Beer. St. Louis, Missouri.
Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Personalized sports medicine care driven by research and determination. Top specialists who understand your athletic dreams, goals, and the need to get back to them. Together, we'll write your comeback story. Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Call 877-SPORT-01 to start your comeback story today.
Hey, Doug Flutie here.
And I'm Flutie Foundation board member and autism advocate, Mike Palmer. Join our mission of helping people and families with autism live life to the fullest. From being part of an event like the Flutie 5K for Autism, hosting a fundraiser, donating or supporting our Stars of the Spectrum's career pursuits, your involvement directly helps the autism community. Go to FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Everybody that's been a part of our foundation, thank you all so much.
Go Eagles.
Boston College 1992 alum Matt McGovern is the proud owner of the McGovern Auto Group, Boston's fastest growing family of car dealerships. Matt is proud to serve BC, its students, alumni, and their families. With 26 dealerships across the Boston Metro and over 7,000 cars to choose from. Don't settle for a new vehicle from just anyone. Join your fellow Eagles, Matt McGovern, Mark Walker, and Tom Kilgariff at McGovern Auto Group. Visit them online, McGovernAuto.com, and go Eagles!
Friends of the Heights is Boston College's official name, image, and likeness collective, serving 120 athletes on 9 teams and growing. Friends of the Heights prepares BC athletes to serve our community and to improve their brand, all while helping our team succeed. Giving to Friends of the Heights directly impacts our team's successes. Help our students, help our teams, help Boston College. For more information, please visit friendsoftheheights.com.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from the Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter-Burrell.
Friends of the Heights is BC's official name, image, and likeness collective, serving 120 athletes on 9 teams and growing. Friends of the Heights prepares athletes to serve our community and to improve their brand, all while helping our team succeed. Giving to Friends of the Heights directly impacts our team's successes on the field, court, ice, track, you name it. Help our students, help our teams, and help Boston College. For more information, visit friendsoftheheights.com. And Tom Devitt, Friends of the Heights CEO, is here. Always a big supporter of Bill O'Brien and the football team, and they're instrumental in what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, Tom Devitt is unbelievable. Jim Paquette is here, who is great. And, you know, the Friends of the Heights is a very important part of the program, especially in this day and age. And you know, look, you know, it's always, you know, something that we talk about, and it's there. And we're a part of it. You know, we're a part of the NIL world. But the big thing for us is, it's like what Pete and I were just talking about before, that's not the be-all and the end-all. We're not, again, we're not looking for the guy, you know, who comes and says, how much money are you going to pay me? Right. We actually reward the guys that have actually, you know, kind of quote-unquote bled for us. You know, yeah. They've done a good job in the classroom. They've done a good job in the locker room and on the field, and those are the guys we want to reward, and that's kind of how we do it.
Hey, we saw what happened with Florida State. DJ Uiagalelei, Pete got it by the fourth quarter. You were good. You were all right.
I listened to it a few times, practiced a little bit. I've butchered a few names.
That's a tough name.
It is a very tough name.
Biakpatuka was tough, too, but I got it.
Yes,
Tim Biakpatuka.
Yeah, you
Michigan.
Crushed that, Tim Biakpatuka.
Not the day of the game.
We had Kiwanuka back in the day that people used to butcher all the time.
I'm hoping you got that one right. He played for us.
But that's a boomerang effect. Look, he's on his third team. And that's a little nomadic existence is not necessarily what you're looking for.
No, I think, look, he's a great kid. I actually know him, and he's a very nice kid. But, you know, like, that's really not what you're looking for. I agree with that. And, I think that the transfer deal is a part of college football. But, you know, when you listen to – I'll never forget this last year, and I'll be quick because I know we want to talk about Duquesne. But there was a golf tournament, right, where Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen – Brady and Mahomes played. And after the tournament, they all got interviewed by, I think, Jim Gray, you know, in the clubhouse.
Yep.
And Jim Gray started asking them about their stories, right? Aaron Rodgers was junior college and then Cal, right? Josh Allen was Wyoming, stayed there, right? Brady, right? UCLA dropped him at the last minute, and he went to Michigan. He was about sixth on the depth chart at Michigan when he got there, right? Yeah. Mahomes, he went to Texas Tech. And they all stayed, you know, they stayed at the places they went to,
right.
and look at them now. I always think, like, it's important to kind of be where your feet are, and I think that's the one thing about Castellanos. He transferred from Central Florida, but I think, like, you know, he sat next to me at that mass today, you know, and he said, this is pretty cool. I didn't know what this was all about, and, you know, I think he's a guy that understands what Boston College can do for him, and he's doing a lot for Boston College, but BC can do a lot for him.
Oh, no question.
One of the things, too, I've talked with Media Day, I talked to a couple of the transfer kids, and the one thing that they were kind of the light went on is the on-campus, living on-campus, being in the community, going to middle
yeah.
campus, in the classrooms. I said, nothing personal, but a lot of people don't really care that you play football.
Yeah.
You're just a BC kid, and that's being a football player is just kind of extra. Like one kid went, yeah, I kind of noticed that a little bit. I said, well, you know, that's the difference.
Yeah. So from Ohio State or...
Yeah, subtle. He was from Illinois, the kid from Illinois.
Well, Sid McConnell.
Yeah, but he said it's very different feel.
Yeah, no, I think it's a tight-knit community. I think the students are very, you know, like I said before, when the football team's playing good and things are going well, we're going to get good support. But relative to the community, that's exactly right. You're a BC person. You know, you're a BC student, and everybody's kind of, you know, grinding it out, trying to get a good degree and working hard in all their different endeavors to be the best they can be. That when I always think about when Father Jack and Father Tony speak to the team, they always talk about Majus. They always talk about getting the more out of yourself at Boston College. Like, get the most out of yourself. To me, that's the big thing about BC. Let's see if we can get the most out of each other at BC.
Duquesne, FCS team coming off a loss to Toledo, 49-10. BC's first time ever playing them. What have you seen from them on tape?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, Meter, and that's a fact, right? They lost to Toledo, but we have to – this team that's coming in here, they have a lot of good athletes, especially on the perimeter. We're going to have to tackle in space again. We're going to have to do a great job on special teams. They got a good punt returner who's actually from UMass, transferred from UMass to Duquesne.
Yep.
You know, defensively, like, you better be ready. They're going to heat you up. They're going to pressure you, and you better be ready for it, or you're going to get sacked. So we need to be ready to go. We got to be on high alert. We've had two good days. I really feel good about where we're at. We got to have a really good walkthrough tomorrow. We got to be sharp, and we got to come out ready to go. If we believe we're the team we can be, then we need to show up on Saturday in a big way.
No, offensively for Boston College, you know, I talked to Will today. And you have a lot in and a lot available, but it's still going to be the fundamental, you know, get the ground game going, lean on it if you can, throw the ball because you want to, not because you have to.
Right. I think that's the thing for us offensively is take care of the football. We've got to be able to establish a line of scrimmage on their side of the line of scrimmage. We've got to be able to do a good job of picking up their pressures. They have some unique pressures. They have an eyes pressure that's, you know, very unique. And we've seen it before when we were at Alabama. We have experience. It's not really a pro pressure, but we saw it in college. And, you know, we're ready for it, but we got to execute it. It's not always easy to see. They disguise it and things like that. Defensively, we've got to stop the run. We got to set the edge. We got to be good in our fits, our linebacker fits, because they run a lot of counter plays. So we got to do a good job of fitting properly. And on special teams, you know, we're going to have to cover kicks. You know, if we have to punt, if when we kick off, we've got to be able to cover kicks. That's going to be big. I do think we can do some things in the return game. So I'm looking forward to seeing if we can get something going in the punt return and the kickoff return. But, you know, we'll see if we can do it.
And one thing we know about FCS teams, we've seen a lot of them come through. BC's won 34 straight against the FCS. These FCS teams, you were an FCS guy at Brown.
Yeah.
You circle this game.
Oh, yeah.
This is their game of the year. This is the why didn't they recruit me game for all these players.
It's a chip on the shoulder game. This is a game that, you know, this is a Pittsburgh school. Pittsburgh's a tough town. Most of these kids are from Pittsburgh, the area, and I'm very familiar with that from my time at Penn State. That place, you know, that area is all about football.
Yep.
Western PA. So, you know, look, our guys, again, we've got to we got to do the things that we can control, right? One play at a time, making sure that we deal with the success the same way we deal with the adversity. We got to, you know, be ready to play the next play. And I think that's a big thing in this game.
We have to take our final timeout. We'll come back to wrap it up with Bill O'Brien and Pete Cronin. This is the BC Football Show from the Star Grid. Stick around.
Some days you hit snooze, but not today. Today you have to go on a run to get burgers for the tailgate. You've got to haul something heavy, a cooler stocked with Bud Light. When you've got beer and football, nothing is hard. Until the other team scores. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly. 21 plus. Copyright 2024 Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Paul Sullivan. Vehicle maintenance may be the last thing on your mind, but cars do need regular checkups. Come into any Sullivan Tire and our experts will let you know what looks okay or what may need attention. You decide what fits within your budget. Get the peace of mind that you deserve at a price you can afford.
Thanks, Paul. Make an appointment online by visiting SullivanTire.com. And go BC Eagles.
Hi, Tom Coughlin here. Can you imagine getting the news that your child has cancer? Each year, more than 15,000 kids across the U.S. are diagnosed with this disease. The Tom Coughlin J Fund's goal is to be there for these families so they can be there for their sick child. We offer assistance with household bills, financial coaching, and emotional support. We hope you will join us helping these families. We need you on our team. Give now at tcjfund.org.
Eagles fans, do you have money questions? The team at Empower can help you tackle them so you have a clear understanding of where your finances are today and where they're headed. Plus, with the free Empower personal dashboard, you can link your accounts to see your net worth, plan for retirement, create budgets, and more. It's time to change the game and take control of your financial future. Are you ready to empower what's next? Make the right call at empower.com and get your free Empower personal dashboard today.
Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Personalized sports medicine care driven by research and determination. Top specialists who understand your athletic dreams, goals, and the need to get back to them. Together, we'll write your comeback story. Mass General Brigham Sports Medicine. Call 877-SPORT-01 to start your comeback story today.
Life is full of choices. How to manage your time, your energy, and even your money. But what if you were given the chance to stop and get rewarded for the way you want to bank? That's the power of Evolve Rewards Checking from The Village Bank. Rewarding banking for the way you choose to live. Visit village-bank.com and evolve today. The Village Bank. Member FDIC. Member DIF.
This is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For more of tonight's show, let's go back to the Stockyard with your host, John Meter Perrell.
And welcome back. Always great to have you with us. We encourage you to come out to the Stockyard. We're here every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Bill O'Brien, you just gave us some of your keys to the game. I know Pete Cronin has been preparing his keys. He was at practice today. Pete, you match up with Bill in your Cronin's corner?
Yeah, I was, you called it, you know, kind of faceless opponent.
Yeah.
I've always said it's about passionate indifference. You're passionate to the opponent, but you're indifferent to them. They're a different colored jersey. They're not on your team. They're going to try to knock you into next week. It's your job to do the same to them, regardless of how good or bad or fast or strong they are. And that has kind of been BC's Achilles heel. This will be a good test. This will be a good test to see if that the kids can intellectualize that.
Yeah.
And it'll serve a benefit down the road, because yeah. You're going to run into these types of opponents again and again. And I think the learning curve is short. You know, you only have to make the mistake once.
No doubt. No, I think you're exactly right. That's why we have to be very focused. And, you know, in every game, you know, it really is about us. It's about us. It's about how we execute. It's about our mental preparation. It's about our toughness. It's about our ability to eliminate pre-snap and post-snap, you know, post-whistle, what I call post-whistle penalties, which we did a great job of that in the Florida State game, right? We, yeah. We had three occasions in the Florida State game where kids could have retaliated, and they did not, and Florida State got the penalty. We got to continue that, man. That's a big deal for us, right? We can't be jumping off sides. We got to continue that. That's a huge deal. We got to – no illegal formations, no neutral zone infractions. Like, that goes a long way towards winning, and that's what we have to do. But, you know, for Duquesne, we got to tackle well. We got to be able to establish the line of scrimmage, run the football. We got to take care of the ball, and we have to – make some yards in the return game on special teams. I think
that ask Pete what happened in 1976.
Do I have to?
When they played Texas.
Oh, I know they beat them.
And a couple weeks later, they played Villanova. What happened?
5 weeks later, they smoked us.
Yeah.
So we rolled into Philadelphia, figured, Villanova, we got these guys. They had us boxed to wire. We didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. Thanks. You just ruined
Howie
my night,
Long.
Pete.
Howie Long.
Is that Howie Long?
That was Howie Long's team. Yeah, he was on that
team. You like Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, sure.
Wah, wah, wah. Debbie Downer?
Oh, God. Well, you got to ask the guy who asked the question.
I know. It's not your fault. It's always Meter's fault.
This is always – no. It's like a give and take here. It's a give and take.
You asked
this is a
teaching. What happened in 76, Pete? Nothing against Pete, but that was 50 years ago. I mean, come on. You know how old I was in 76? I was 7. I don't remember that.
You were rooting for us.
I was.
Yes,
I was.
Of course we were.
I definitely was.
Who was it?
Let's change this. Yes. Keep it on the same subject, but – in our recruiting video, we have an awesome recruiting video that I don't think you've seen. And we got to show it to you someday, both of you guys.
Okay.
It's really good.
Great.
And it's like a history of BC football, and then it kind of parlays into our staff and things like that and our team. But one of the highlights that we show, there's a few highlights, is the 76 Texas game highlights of their goal line, the goal line stand you guys had.
Kelly Elias stopped the two-point
play. Oh, my God. What a play that was.
Open field.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh. A little that was Earl, right?
No, that was Lamb Jones.
Lamb Jones. So we show that on this video. It's pretty cool.
Well, the nice thing and bad thing about that play was Gil Santos, who was the play-by-play guy, he couldn't see past the 40-yard line. So he gave me credit for the stop.
Oh, nice. Oh, you should take that and run with it, Pete.
No.
And you should say it was Earl Campbell.
Kelly Elias is always I made that play. Yes, he did. And now
Kelly Elias on Lamb Jones or Pete Cronin stopping Earl Campbell. I'd go with the Pete Cronin.
I'd go with Pete Cronin on Earl Campbell.
Revisionist history, Pete.
Okay.
Yes.
Kelly was always kind of a little resentful. I said, Kelly, I'm gonna, every chance I get, I'm going to give you the credit.
That's good that you guys are using that play.
Yeah, we have that one on there.
Is that something? Was that something new this year? Does it recruiting video was put together by who?
I don't know. Oh. Everybody contributes to that. I mean, our video people. There's been a lot of changes at BC football relative to what you've already kind of probably seen on Instagram and things like that. But so we have our video guy Kevin Riley, who does a really good job. Then we hired Brittany Pearson, who does an awesome job with social media and things like that. And so we have people that Anthony Garrow works in football. He does a really good job. You guys know him.
Former kicker at URI.
Yeah. And so, that's right. And those guys
it's
do
a good
those
staff.
People do a great
it's
job.
Great staff.
No doubt.
You mentioned Instagram. I only think Bill Belichick now.
That's right.
That he's on InstaFace.
Well, he can't call it InstaFace anymore.
He can't.
I said that this morning. He knows it's Instagram now. I mean,
it's gotta be. You like those WEI hits?
Those guys are great. They have two BC alums on there, so Courtney and Chris. So Chris Curtis. So it's good. Yeah, really good.
Well, we got to make sure you follow up with Hillman about getting Dropkick Murphys
to
play
at awesome.
Alumni Stadium. That was part of today's discourse.
That's my son's walk-up song when he was hitting in high school in Houston.
Yeah.
He played first base, He was shipping up to Boston.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. Used to piss the Houston
the
fans
fact that he
off.
Had a
that was great.
Walk-up song in high school was
big
time.
Big-time baseball. Yeah, they all did.
Holy cow, that's awesome.
It was big-time Houston baseball. Houston high school baseball, pretty big.
I would imagine. All right, Coach, we got about 20 seconds.
Yes, sir.
number one, your key, besides outscoring Duquesne?
Yeah, I think, look, I think it comes back again to, on offense, being able to block their pressures, take care of the football. I think defensively, we've got to be able to tackle in space. We've got to stop the run. That's going to be big. And when they throw the bubble out there, we got to get the guy down on the ground. And then I think on special teams, we need to make some yards in the return game. I think we should be able to do that. So, you know, I'm hoping that that's the way it goes.
Can't wait. Great job, Coach. Yep. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Bill O'Brien on the BC Football Show. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. For Cronin, I'm Mita Perel. Thanks for joining us, and we'll be back with you on Saturday at 3.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Take control of your financial future to empower what's next. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Athletics Sponsorships Radio Network.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.